The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. I want me gold! Give me gold!
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. If you're wondering why I'm talking in a lower tone, it's because it's October.
He did it. He really
did. Yes, I sure did.
You finally did it.
So let's get this...
I'm almost sorry, I thought of that.
Let's get this freight-filled freight train going. I am your host, as always, Tony. Joining with me today is...
Brian.
Rob.
That ain't a leprechaun. That's just a crackhead that got in the wrong stuff. Ran up in a tree.
Get my back hole. Get my gold.
I want the gold. Give me the gold.
But yo, where's the gold at? All
right. Anyone seen a leprechaun? Say what?
Because of the...
That's right.
The
we're
episode.
All saying what? Because we saw the leprechaun from 1993. Tagline, by the way, is "The luck of the Irish just ran out." Luck of this filmmaker also ran out. This was directed by Mark Jones, who brought us Rumpelstiltskin, Quiet Kills, Triloquist, and Scorn.
Let me guess, it's all the same movie? He just changes the title.
I was so hoping he was also the guy that did The Gingerbread Man with Gary Busey.
Close. Oh, the Ginger Dead Man?
Oh, Ginger Dead Man.
Ginger Dead Man. But,
wait, that's real?
Yeah.
That is real.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We'll save that for next October, bro.
It's over.
Which, by the way, this wasn't just like the movies I listed that he directed. These are all the movies he's directed. But he's a much bigger writer and has brought us... In addition to all of the Leprechaun movies, he's done a lot of work in television, bringing us things like Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels, oh, Mr. T, A-Team, right. Alf, the Mega Man cartoon.
All right, you know, all right, dude, respect,
Mega
respect.
Wow.
Mega Wow.
I used to watch all those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you used to watch those, but what about this movie, Brian? What's your history with it?
I've seen this a bunch. Like it was like always on TV. It was a number of years where like I saw a lot, and I had weird memories of this movie. Like just I don't know, like weird like fever dreams of like guts coming out. but it never happened. Like I don't know, but it was entertaining enough for me as a kid to like watch it a few times. Like I've seen it a bunch.
Right.
So you're going to have to confirm and or deny my memory of this film, because it could be way off. I seem to recall a group of us renting this for New Year's Eve.
It's possible, but I don't honestly remember.
Okay. I thought it was this. It might have been Leprechaun in Space.
That's also possible, but I do not remember.
That's all the memory I have of this.
Okay. Joe.
I remember... shooting a slingshot as a child, and it was fashionable to yell, "Fuck you, Lucky Charms." I did not know it was because of this movie. And I knew this movie existed, but I never saw it.
Where did you think that phrase came from?
Yeah, like what? And who were you shooting?
slingshot. What were you shooting?
No, we just shoot it at stuff, you know. Okay. But, like, my friends would say, "Fuck you, Lucky Charms." And I was an impressionable kid, and we were saying the F-bomb, so I said it too, yeah.
Sure. Okay. I do remember at least one of our friends, possibly others, did rent this from some rental place, and we did watch it. Whether or not it was on New Year's or all that, I don't quite remember, but I've subsequently seen it once or twice on TV somewhere down the line, but it's been a while since I've seen this, and I don't remember large chunks of it.
The missing factor is whether or not we had beef taco dip.
Yeah, if I ate the right combo of gross foods while watching it, maybe that would have triggered something, but
You sharding yourself?
It would have been
for sure. Yes,
it would have been a game of Scattergories in the bathroom. The next time, that's for sure.
Bathroom disaster.
But as I'm spray painting Rob's bathroom wall, I would have been like, I remember that New Year's.
It's not my bathroom. It was at our parents' house.
Well, no, this time it would be yours.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, a history on this movie. Is the first movie to come out of Trimark. Because they were eager.
His name was Mark. And they were trying him.
Wow.
I'll try Mark.
But, yeah, they wanted to really get something out there, so they quickly glommed onto this wonderful script. This was the imagination of Mark Jones, as I said.
Who? Mark Jones. Who? No, never mind.
I work for Mark Jones.
He was, in fact, inspired by Lucky Charms and Critters, an overwhelming desire to get out of TV.
Well, he failed.
A lot of this movie was filmed on the set of Little House on the Prairie in the Waltons, which Warwick Davis occasionally said he felt was a little blasphemous.
I'd have to agree.
It would just be so awesome, though, if they were filming any of those at the same time. And you just see, like, off in the distance on one shot when the wagon's going by, the little leprechaun, like, just dancing. Just for a second, so you're like, did that just happen?
I would also love it if someone just made, like, that video of, you know, like, goodbye, John. Goodnight, Sally. Goodnight, James. Goodnight, leprechaun.
Goodnight, kitties.
But, so the other problem they had was, they couldn't decide what the hell to make this movie. At one point, it was going to be like a scary kids film, but then they decided we can get a more adult audience by turning into a horror movie by having a lot more gore in it. But while they were filming it, I guess Warwick Davis and Mark Jones decided it would be better if they threw in a lot more of a comical element and ad-libbed a few jokes in there.
Davis is like, so, listen, nobody's going to take this seriously, man. Come on.
Yeah. Have you seen my outfit? Seriously.
Yeah, I found it interesting they still decided to go with the R.
Yeah.
I mean, don't give more power to you. I like that. But, like, you don't see the movies take that path very often.
The R was for retarded. Mm-hmm.
It was a, I think the blood is what.
Oh, they throw, like, Alex just perpetually swears.
Yeah.
And they definitely earn that R rating, that one cop gets his eye ripped out and stuff. Yeah, it's, you know. It deserves it. It's just weird because it's like, you know, when people aren't being mutilated and stabbed to death or whatever, you have that roly-poly Ozzy character making goofy comments and falling on his ass. And
yeah, they drop at least 3 F-bombs. So, you know.
The kid says shit.
So, let's get to this. Did you guys think this cost to make? I know Brian already had some ideas on this.
Yeah, I said $2 million before. $2
million. I'm gonna double his. I'm gonna say 4.
A bag of leprechaun's gold valued at $6 million?
That was a bag of guilt.
Well,
don't think I
this,
don't miss
this
mine.
This might really change your opinion on this. It's $900,000.
Wow. Okay. Like, because I figured I was overshooting it with 2, but I wasn't fully sure because there's nothing in this movie.
Well, listen, I was originally going to go with 2, but I didn't want to duplicate your answer.
Like, I figured only because, like, they probably spent more than they should have, but $900,000, they probably spent right about what that's about right.
Because the production looks
there's nothing
reasonably
in it.
Legit, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And, you know, Warwick Davis, I thought, had a little more star power than that.
Sorry. Mm. He said a little more.
Yeah. Right,
wow. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Not quite, because this was offensive. How many years after Willow?
4?
Something like that.
And he hadn't really worked much in between. Yeah. Really? So, yeah. And this was Jennifer Aniston's first big to do.
So, yeah, that throws you off, too, because you see Jennifer Aniston, so you're like, all right, well, she's getting paid. But, yeah, this is her debut, right?
Almost. Oh, wait.
No, because she was in Mac and Me.
Sure yes, was. She was.
Yep. Sure was. <That's> Welcome great. Back, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I had listed the return of Warwick Davis and Jennifer Aniston. I wasn't sure if you guys would remember Mac and Me.
I did not remember that.
Yeah.
She's one of the dancers in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, because there's one real set, yeah, and there's like a half a set, that little store they go into.
Yeah, like the hospital.
Yeah, like that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. It's all filmed in one location, really, so that makes it way cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
The location's just a house, like. That makes it way cheaper.
Yeah, and then there's just driving scenes on nondescript roads.
Yeah just a whole bunch of the land around that house.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, corn syrup, the red dye 22, and some water.
This is what I was saying during it. Like, I don't think the leprechaun makeup and everything is all that bad.
No, it wasn't. It was, like,
for that price.
And this movie starred only like 10 people.
Yeah.
Like, you can see his eyes look like they belonged. And where the mask connected to his eyes, it wasn't like a weird gap like in other movies we watched, like
like that monster in Call of Duty.
I mean, they probably had enough to make like a couple masks, because like the stunt doubles probably had their own too. Like,
oh yeah, I'm sure there's multiple masks being made for this.
That leprechaun gets kicked all around.
Yo, they beat the hell out of him.
Yeah,
and rightly so.
Beating cocks and stuff like. Tony Cox is a stunt double.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, we got it.
So.
And what was the other gentleman?
Deep Roy.
Deep Roy. I wanted to say Deep Roy.
Oh, Deep Roy was involved in this too.
Stunt double.
Yeah. They've actually started.
I didn't know he started as a stunt double. I've seen him before.
Yeah. Well, actually, him and Tony started their own thing. It's called Deep Cox.
Oh, yeah. Badoots.
Yeah. They're opening for Hard and Firm.
This is what you get when I haven't had anything to drink, so I don't know what to tell you.
Someone get him a drink. All right. Anyone want to guess at how much this movie made?
$35 million.
I'm going to go with 60. I'm going to say 60.
Bag of gold worth $15 million.
All right. It's $850. I'm sorry. $8,500.
$8,000?
That's how much it made?
They made four of them. They only that doesn't make no sense. How they make four of them when they make?
I'm sorry.
8.5 million.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Are you sure?
All right. Yes.
Can we see your notes?
That's what I meant.
All right. So we all overshot.
I way overshot.
I tell you what, though, that is
there are just zeros
that's,
here.
That's a nine times.
No, above it.
Yeah, no, that is. That's like a 10-time return. Yeah,
it says worldwide they made zero.
I didn't include the worldwide.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, 8.5. So the payday. That's
a big return.
Yeah,
it is.
All right, props to this film. Then.
So that makes sense why they had four of them, because they only cost $800,000 to make.
Yeah. Although you're not getting Jennifer Aniston back for those.
Don't either.
Yeah. Nope. True. Well, we'll wait till we watch the other ones.
Yeah, oh yeah. Let's do it now.
Can we play a little exercise here?
Sure.
Can I just?
I mean, I don't know about exercise.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm fat.
All right. So,
I'm about to.
You
eat.
Know all the Leprechaun franchise, Tony? Right? You know all the titles.
I believe I do.
I don't. Can I just ask you some questions and you tell me if it went there or not?
Ooh,
sure.
Hot or cold?
I know it went into space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it go in the hood?
Yes.
Okay. Did it go in the past?
Captain Caveman times.
I guess debatable.
Did it go in the future?
Not as far as I know. Or was the in space might have been future. I think space was future.
Where else do horror movies Technically. Go? Did they go to a summer camp?
Not as far as I'm aware.
See, at this point,
a boarding school.
You're just naming Friday the 13th locations.
Yeah.
Y'all, Friday the 13th has gone everywhere. Right.
Have they been on a cruise?
Yeah. To try and simplify this, we have the first one was Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Then you have Leprechaun 2 and Leprechaun 3. My knowledge on them is flimsy, so a lot of things could have happened that I'm not aware of. Then 4 was Leprechaun in Space, which I do believe took place in some futuristic world because I think was it Ice Cube, I want to say, maybe, was some what kind of space fuck? Pirate dealing with that? Am I what wrong in that? Fuck? I might be wrong in that. Don't quote me. Anyway.
No, it was, who's the one from Fear of a Black Cat? Was that Ice Tray?
There was Tasty, Tone Deaf, and...
Or was Ice Pick?
It was no.
Ice JJ Fish.
No, that's hilarious, though. Yeah.
If he hasn't been in a Leprechaun movie, he should be.
He should be as a Leprechaun.
I think it's a Leprechaun.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That made my day. But,
a black your face, I'll take
it. It was Tone Deaf Taste Tea.
Yeah, I remember Tone Deaf.
Other one.
It was something ice. I remember that, but it.
Oh, I can't remember.
Because I remember there's a scene where he's by a whole bunch of other ices, and he's like, this is like ice tray and ice pick. And
oh, I can't
anyway, yeah. Most of them probably appeared in the following sequel, which was Leprechaun in the Hood, which was followed by Leprechaun in the Hood 2, or that, Back to the Hood.
That might be true, because Rusty Cundiff, he may have put his name on Leprechaun in the Hood. Those are his speed movies. That's
it's entirely possible.
Okay. Ice-T was in Leprechaun in the Hood.
Okay.
Leprechaun in the Hood 2, Back to the Hood, had...
A whole lot of nobody?
Sticky Fingers.
Oh.
Wait, he was from Onyx, wasn't he?
Yep. He also played Blade.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what?
Blade.
He played Blade.
TV show? He was Blade.
On Spike TV?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know. I actually enjoyed it.
Don't remember anything bad about that.
Maybe here's who the Blade toy we talked about briefly was based on.
Yeah, it was a TV show for a while.
Anyway, so this movie.
Yeah, this movie.
Want to go over some cast?
One last thing, which was the seventh in the franchise, which was Leprechaun Origins. So I believe was in the past.
Okay.
That is when they brought Seamus, I believe it is.
Does he meet Merlin?
Okay.
To play the leprechaun?
To play the leprechaun.
Yes.
Did they miniaturize him, or is he like...
I'm sorry, not Seamus. What's the leprechaun in WWE?
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. Yeah. I apologize.
Seamus is the rogue warrior.
Yeah, while I'm demonstrating my very poor skills on remembering names and stuff, do we want to mention something on our last episode?
Oh, yeah. We just wanted to issue an apology to both Keith Urban and Carl Urban for not knowing who y'all are. So, Keith, you keep singing them country songs, and Carl, you keep being second fiddle in a bunch of movies.
Wow.
We'll, I didn't mean that as mean as it sounded.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. No, you're great. You're great. I look forward
to that green-blooded Vulcan.
I look forward to the next Dread. All right. Anyway, let's go. Let's talk about some stuff.
Oh, he was ice cold in Fear of a Black Hat.
Ice cold.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Yeah. I love that movie so much.
That's okay.
Well, it's hard to keep track of all the ices.
Yeah. We couldn't get Keith Urban. Keith.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
So. Anyway, Joe, who's in this?
The producer of that movie, who plays Ice Cold in that movie, wrote on the Spell Show.
Oh, nice.
He directed a bunch of episodes of Spell Show too. Wrote and directed.
That has nothing to do with the Leprechaun.
Very underrated movie though. Highly recommended.
Yes.
Fear of a Black Hat.
Put it on the list.
It's like Spinal Tap, but for hip hop.
Oh.
Did you point at me?
You didn't have to.
All right. Cast time.
I don't understand.
Warwick Davis plays the Leprechaun. Jennifer Aniston plays Tory Redding. Ken Olant plays Nathan Murphy, a.k.a. Discount Kevin Bacon. Mark Holton as Ozzy. Robert High Gorman as Alex. Shea Duffin as Dan O'Grady in every Irish stereotype ever.
Every one of them.
John Sanderford as J.D. Redding. That's it. That's all you get. All
right. Like... We dubbed Discount Kevin Bacon. We call him Kevin Borbo. He's like
Kevin. If
Kevin Sorbo and Kevin Bacon had a kid, that's what he would look like.
The first time you see that dude, I was like, I didn't know Kevin, and I realized it wasn't him.
Yep, see,
just from the side, he's got the hair.
Yeah. Looks just like Tremors era Kevin Bacon,
for real. And her dad looks like the other guy from Tremors on first glance.
Burt Ward,
yeah. The Tremors reference. So, William.
So, let's get into this.
Sure.
Fright Fest.
Yep. Spooky. All right,
so, we start out, this dude is getting home, because we have no other sets. He's coming home to this little house in the middle of nowhere.
On the prairie.
His wife is upset because she's not sure what's going on. He got some kind of package delivered to his house.
I mean, we probably should point out that he gets out of the car finishes the rest of his bottle of Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
And then just yeah. Like, in case you, this wasn't going to be offensive already. Like, just so you know, this is going to be offensive.
And in Leprechaun in the Hood, it's the same scene, but it's icy.
It's going to be offensive, just so you know.
It's a bottle of Cristal.
Yeah, like, just from the beginning, it's going to be offensive, just so you know. So,
have you seen it, by the way?
In Hood? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it a bunch of times. That shit's funny. it is terrible.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
So this old Irish guy.
Yeah, that woman.
This old Irish guy is drunk.
Yeah. So he's drunk.
His wife's all like, why did you bring this? Why are you spending all this money? Why is this box here? What's your deal? Are you drunk? Irish.
That's the script. That's what the script said.
Yeah, basically, yes. And he's like, oh.
I'm surprised she didn't just go.
And he's like, oh, I found a leprechaun's gold.
Yep. I apparently put it in my mother's urn. Like, I dumped her ashes somewhere. And shipped it back home.
Yep.
He just smashes that shit on the ground. Or on a table.
We're rich now, bitch.
Yeah, and he pulls out this bag of apparently 100 gold coins. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, where's the rest of it?
Yeah.
Was this just like a handful? This is all you could grab before you left?
I guess. Maybe that's all this leprechaun had.
It's supposed to show it.
The
very first scene in the movie is the leprechaun going and playing with his pot of gold. It's pretty big pot.
With 100 coins in it.
I would say it's more than a crock. Probably a small cauldron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, see, he's on some stairs when we first see him. So I suspect that he then subsequently went about and left a few of those coins in some of the bricks. And this guy was only able to find that one brick. You were able to hit a bunch of time to get 100 of them out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That was a cool.
We're talking Mario rules?
That. Yeah, that's where he went with that.
That's what I did.
You're welcome, fans. You're welcome.
No one's laughing.
Hey, 100 gold's enough for one up, though.
Dude's wife is like, you're drunk, you're crazy. I'm going to make you some tea because you're Irish and you're going
to
sleep this off.
You're not drinking alcohol. Yeah. It needs to be tea.
Yeah, well, and because I'm Irish and that's my reaction to everything. Yeah. Put a cup of tea on.
And next I'll boil potato for you. Because that's all I know how to do.
Here's your hod.
But she don't last very long.
No. So here's where we learn the leprechaun's first power. Which is summoning basement doors. So he just, like,
I thought it was general bullshittery.
Well, yeah.
Well, wait, his first power is little kid voice.
Yes.
Singing.
True. He's now singing from within this.
A suitcase.
That the guy brought in. And, like, he's just humming a nice little tune to get her attention. Then he's like, oh, I'm trapped in here. I can't breathe. Like, no way I am touching this damn thing. Like, you can't. Tell me you're going to die after I hear you singing sweet little songs.
I'd like to think this is just a leprechaun's entrance, like he just can teleport and he landed in the suitcase. But it might even be a case of the dumbass O'Grady guy just took the leprechaun with him.
And to be fair, he's a drunk Irishman. His wife may have went to the suitcase knowing that this is not the first time he brought a child home with him.
No wonder he's in such a hurry. He brought another child home.
Well, she wanted to know how much tea she needed to make.
Another damn leprechaun, of course. Let me go send his son back to his parents.
Oh, Jesus. That's not a pot of gold. That's the ransom money. Oh, I can't.
Out pops Warwick Davis. Yeah. Leprechaun.
They really held on to their cards, just like in Jaws.
Yeah.
First 2 minutes.
Well, yeah, in case you might take him seriously at all, the first thing he does is pop out and say, what do you think of the belt buckle on my shoe? Do my shoes look cute? Little stripey socks?
This guy loves shoes
so much.
Well, I mean, when you look like a half-melted wax sculpture of Carrot Top, you want to focus as much on your feet as possible.
Looks more like the dude Grildor.
He looks like if freaking
Buffalo,
he looks like if Buffalo Bill ran one of those teddy bear workshops.
Yeah, I was thinking if you just extracted all the water from Mark Hamill.
Wow.
It's kind of, I was thinking if a Boglin dressed up as Gwildor for Halloween.
No, they pressed the Alf puppet into one of those clear masks. And like,
just shaved his face.
A little. Wow. Not a lot. A little. So he's gross.
Yeah, he's just awful.
Intentionally. Nothing against Warwick Davis. He puffs out. He just freaks this woman out. She stumbles backwards and into an open basement door. And that's the end of her.
Yeah. First death right away.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you, movie.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because it shows her body later and she's still blinking, so I don't know if she's really dead or not.
Because he's working his leprechaun magic on
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
He was playing a lot like a puppet. Like he had a...
Yeah, like that guy that he broke.
Oh, man. We'll get to that one later.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. Like the lady's corpse is supposed to be sitting there, but you can see her blinking.
Yeah,
it's like, all right.
Well, yeah, $900,000,
$800,000,
even less. You can pause a frame for $800,000.
So, by the way, is anyone else with me on this wondering, like, where is this fucking prequel? Because, like, I want to know what happened when this guy went to his mother's funeral and ended up chasing leprechauns around Ireland. No?
Well, isn't that one of the Leprechaun Origins?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if we get into that specific.
I'm not even going to make the reference because that movie is bad enough as it is.
All right. So old man comes.
O'Grady.
Yeah. Old man O'Grady. He's like, you killed my wife. I guess I'm pretty mad about that.
He didn't kill his wife. He didn't. She just fell.
Mm. Okay.
That's the only one he didn't do.
He was just really enthusiastic about showing her his shoes.
Yes.
True.
She just fell.
Yeah. No, and he just comes in. He's very excited because he hid the gold. And when he comes in, she's, you know, talking to him from the kitchen, but it turns out it's not her. It's the leprechaun. He's finished off the tea. And he's just like, you know, I want me gold. Where's me gold?
One thing you should know about old man O'Grady, he ain't afraid of no leprechauns. No. He's ready to go to war immediately. He's got the four-leaf clover and the gat.
Yep. He's got wielding. It. He's got it.
Now, for me, I'm just like, give him back his gold. Your wife's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hiding for the rest of your life. You can't use it.
Yeah, it's clear he knows how to find you.
Why even have it at this point? Just get back.
We can't let the leprechaun win.
But he still does anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a little fucked up because I thought the rule was supposed to be if you find the leprechaun, you're able to catch him, you're supposed to
I mean, that. It's not so much that he lets the leprechaun win. It's more like his brain and nervous system let the leprechaun win.
Now, hold on a second. Because, like, I think the rule is he's supposed to do what you ask him to do, and all he asked him to do was tell him where his gold was. Not that he can have the gold. Tell him where it is.
So the guy went not there even took all it. Of it, apparently, so...
Yeah, the guy went there, took the bag full.
Well, that's... Because I know in later movies, the leprechaun's very good with doing what you, like, you wish for, but still doing it in a way that it fucks you over.
Yeah.
Like, I remember someone wishes for their own pot of gold, and so he puts it inside their stomach.
Yep.
Maybe that's where you're...
Yeah, maybe that's where I'm getting the guts out from, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he says, I caught you fair and square, and I told you to tell me where your gold is. Like... If that's it, then I told you where it is. Didn't say you have it.
Yeah.
And he followed his ass here to get his gold back. Want me gold.
I want the gold. Give me the gold.
I want the knife.
I want the knife. Please.
So,
the leprechaun, not a very intimidating foe.
Not at all.
No.
He jumps out and, like, gets shot and, like, bullets sort of work and sort of don't. Like, he's got, like, a Wolverine healing factor kind of going on here.
Yeah. See, they definitely work on him. They just don't keep him down.
Yeah. The problem is he needed some MEAC.
Yep.
Taking care of this right away.
So he basically, he gets him in the basement. The leprechaun uses his wife as a
puppet. Oh, we should have watched that one. Oh, I wasn't even thinking. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I was even thinking.
Oh, I made sure not to mention
that. Damn. Damn it.
I figured that would come up eventually, but I am going to suggest it.
Next year.
I did not even want to entertain that conversation.
So, Leprechaun's trying to, like, piss him off by using his wife as the puppet, and he's finally like, you know what, the hell with you, shoots him in the face, tosses him in a box, and just nails the box shut with a four-leaf clover on it.
Because that keeps him trapped, the clover.
You know, that giant power. Shipping crate he's got there.
I would have, you know, knowing what he knew, I would have put the four-leaf clover on the leprechaun and then just unloaded the pistol into him.
Right. And then set the whole thing on fire. Yeah.
Then maybe put the box on top of the leprechaun's corpse and jump up and down on that a few times. Then set the whole thing on fire.
Each time you jump, gold came out.
Yeah.
But instead, this dude strokes out.
Yeah, it's fucked up because, like, he gets him in the box. And the leprechaun is, like, whispering to him, like, hey, this is too much work for you. I don't know if your heart can take it. And the guy's like, shut up. He's like, I don't know if you can, if your heart can take this. This is a lot of work. Your wife is kind of heavy.
And the sad thing is, I kind of wonder, is this, like, all just the 80-yard stuff where Warwick Davis is trying to add humor? Because it's not that funny.
No.
But, yeah, it's just a whole lot of, you know, him being voiced in, going, you know, oh, you're an older man now. You can't be doing that. You can't be lifting that. Where are you going to go? I don't think your heart can do it.
Sure enough, guy has a stroke and isn't able to light his house on fire like he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now, we think he's dead. Like, he's,
As far as we can tell, he's dead.
He's dead.
Yep. So we just cut to 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer he tells Aniston us time.
10 years later.
Jennifer Aniston's riding in a Jeep with her father to get to this house for reasons.
This house they just...
They're spending the summer there. She's right to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Why are they spending... It doesn't say why. Summer.
Or how.
I think
or...
he has somehow conscripted her to fix the house up with him.
It does not look like they've purchased... It just looks like they found a house.
Yeah.
And they're going to squat there also.
Also, the painters have as well.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's what I don't understand. They seem to have hired people to help set up the house, but they, like, waited till they moved in to start doing it, and I don't understand any of this.
Well, they really moved in. They just brought a bag or two. It's not really moved in.
Well, no, but they're like, I got the impression they're supposed to be sleeping there, so that's moved in enough.
Brought clothes.
Yeah. The point is, like, if I'm going to this house that I've never seen before, and I'm supposed to spend the summer there, I'm going to hire an exterminator first, because that thing was full of tarantulas, apparently.
Yeah, the ultra rare North Dakota tarantula.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Is that where they were, North Dakota? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Prime tarantula country.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there are tarantulas further southwest.
To be fair, Old Man Grady had a whole lot of bananas shipped to his house.
I did not know they were in... Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a mountain tarantulas.
Yeah, you know, they hibernate for the winter.
I'm just saying, before I'm moving in there, I'm cleaning that shit up at least a little, or at least walking around it.
Like, maybe it wasn't their house. Maybe it was like Habitat for Humanity kind of thing. It's just, we're just going to come clean this house for people and then leave.
But that's not the impression I got, because she kept talking about how she was going to get a hotel, so they must have been sleeping there.
Yeah.
She's complaining like crazy, and you're not supposed to like her, but, like, at the same time, you're like, why the fuck did you bring me here?
Yeah, this thing. It's like
I clearly don't want to be here.
Yeah, my thing was, like, she's too old to, like, be, like, to, like, need her dad like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she looks like she's, like, 20, 21.
Well, yeah, this is where we start with the, how the hell old are
you? Yeah, like, how old are you supposed to be in this? Because, like,
and it's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, like, she can drive, like, it's, it just seems like it's an odd combination of the two of them.
It's way past the age where you could just force, like, a father-daughter bonding thing on her and do something she doesn't want to do.
And all he had to say was, like, you know, since your mom passed, I really appreciate you being here, because since your mom passed, I need help doing this.
It's something.
And questions answered, we move on. Like,
yeah.
Like,
for that matter, at one point, the dad seems to be bit by something we'll get into, and he's just gone for the rest of the movie. Now she's just staying at this house by herself.
All right. So
what the hell?
She's turned off by the tarantula in the basement. Rightly so.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Goes outside and runs into Kevin Borbo.
Yep.
We just call him Borbo.
Yeah.
Borbo.
And he was just walking around with a bucket of paint thinner. Like, I didn't know that was the thing you do.
I guess in this town it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
who are you going to bump into, I suppose?
Like, There's nothing to do but huff paint thinner all day. Really. You got to get a bucket full at least.
Yeah. Like, if I had to listen to Ozzy and Alex all day, yeah.
That's their version of Leprechaun Gold.
Yeah. My biggest concern is what the fuck color were they painting their house? Because that shit was atrocious.
Yeah, it was. Like, it certainly, that was one of my questions too.
Bled?
Well, it was like the brightest of bright blue.
You were going to be able to see it from orbit.
Yeah, and the brightest of bright reds for like the trim.
Yeah, it was Captain America blue, Captain America red. Like, yeah.
Like, is this Ronald McDonald's house? What are we doing?
Spider house.
Spider house.
That explains quite a lot.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Is that why they had all the trims?
All the trims.
What color should we do the siding? How about this one? America blue. How about this, the shutters? How about America red?
That's what it was.
We'll supply the white.
But both of those were way too bright for America, though. Like, America at least for the flag.
Also, just, you don't want paint thinner in an open bucket.
Why?
I mean, you're painting happy little trees. You got to clean your brush. You got to dip it in and beat the hell out of it.
You know,
oh, like, my God, that Bob Ross song. Gets in your bones and stays there.
Yeah, that's how I go to sleep.
Songify this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good lullaby.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I haven't heard it. I mean, I know his brush slapping.
Bet you do.
I mean.
Oh, I think you do, Trebek.
I don't have a response for that. Because, I mean, you're not far off base. Yeah.
So, anyway, we met Borbo here.
Mm-hmm.
He convinces her to stay because she's a womanly woman or something.
Well, she sucks.
Yeah.
And he's like...
He called her on it.
Well, yeah, but she sucks. And then, like, he's like, you know, man's work kind of guy, whatever. So he sucks. And, like, she was going to leave. But then she was like, I think I want to do him. So I'm going to stay now. And then, which confirms... It just sucks.
That's what I'm getting at.
He might legitimately
You're running from a spider like all girls do, and she's like, no, I'm not like that, so I'm going to stay here because of a man. Like, wait, what?
Like, what? All right.
I don't think you understand what you're trying to, what message
you're
getting.
If I were her age, and I ran into Jennifer, like straight up Jennifer Aniston in a house, I would still be like, there is a goddamn tarantula in that basement.
In the basement.
We're not going anywhere near that house.
Yeah, I'm scared of spiders too. Fuck that.
I mean, now, like, I've since gotten more familiar with tarantulas, I'd be okay with it. But
if Brumbledina was out of the thing, you walked into the house.
See, Brumbledina is a very angry spider. That's different. I've hung out with other tarantulas that I wouldn't mind if they were crawling around. Brumbledina was out of the house. Yeah, I would.
I'm setting it on fire. I'm moving.
I would not be going into my house until my roommate was home.
She would catch spider.
As a rule of thumb, if I lived in a state where tarantulas were just around, I'd probably be wearing steel-toed boots at all times.
I'd be wearing a hazmat suit.
The point is, there is cause for concern here. I mean, truth be known, tarantulas generally aren't that troublesome to people.
Like, although, at all, really?
Yeah, although, I only call this into question because they're also generally not found in North Dakota. So, who knows
what we're found in North Dakota? Nothing.
Nothing.
Fucking nothing. Maybe a prairie dog.
Horse.
Occasional horse.
Occasional horse. Some prairie dogs.
You don't want a basement overrun with horses, though.
No.
But yeah.
Anyway.
So she wants to do Kevin Borbo, so she stays.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably that. It's probably just he may legitimately be the only male.
Well, we only see five in the movie, so.
So we also, at this point, we meet Ozzy and Alex. And my first impression of Ozzy was he was a cross between Chris Farley and the guy from Pee Wee's Big Adventure, the rich kid.
Okay. All right.
Did anyone look up to see if he was that kid from Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
No. I don't think he was that guy.
Okay. My first thought was, did we put on an Ernest movie? Because this looked like that chef dude or the guy that keeps showing up in all those Ernest movies.
You put him and his friend together. Yeah, I'll see. Yeah.
I mean, fat.
Put him and his friend together and just shave a little off the top, and then it becomes the kid.
So, no, it's what you got after he ate the stew in the end credits. That's what popped out. It didn't quite work right.
It's just fat, simple Jack.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, just take Lenny, from Mice and Men. Yeah. And make him a little less, little less harmful.
Okay. Well, yeah, now you're getting more into his personality. Mm. But yeah, I believe they describe him as dim mm-hmm. at some point.
By the way, there's no explanation about anything about these characters.
Correct.
Nope. So this kid knows all kinds of stuff about cars, curses like a sailor, seems to be, you know, as smart as an adult. No explanation why.
Yeah.
Nathan, you don't know anything about other than he looks like Kevin Borbo and Jennifer Aniston wants to do him. And that's it.
Yeah,
that's
apparently, that's all you get. All we all know besides that is they are, I guess, related. I believe they're referred to as his brothers.
Yeah, they're three guys that paint.
And yeah, they have.
And you only know that because it says it on the side of their truck.
So
yep.
That's what you're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. But now they live with you, I guess. Because
it's like a Murphy Brown situation. They're just there and never do work.
Did she ever pay him? No, right?
I don't know. How did she ever finish?
Not in money.
Shit. Honestly, though, first scene we get, this little kid hits Ozzy in the face with a rock, like dead on with a slingshot.
Right in the eye, too, isn't it?
Is it the eye? No, it can't be the eye because he was close enough to take that eye
true,
out.
True, true.
Yeah, he dumped paint
it's
on
not
him.
Not a rock. Yeah. He takes his gum out of his mouth and shoots it at him.
It's his gum?
It's his gum.
Oh, okay.
Alex wants still. Beer. And that's right, that was his gum.
Mm-hmm.
That. Foreshadowing.
Oh. It's Chekhov's gum, if you will.
Ooh.
But you won't.
But
no one should.
So, now, Tori goes into basement, and for no reason, Nathan's like, I'm not going to appear. Like, he's weirdly on a ladder in the basement, in the ceiling.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's the whole scene. High ceilings in that basement.
Yeah. There's just this huge gap between the floor and the ceiling, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's how the leprechaun runs around the house.
Maybe.
It could be. But perhaps he was clung to the ceiling like Spider-Man?
Mm.
Huh.
That's true.
Well, because he scares her, she drops the tea she was trying to bring to him that she had roofied.
Ends up teabagging Leprechaun.
Because no one in the 10 years ever moved anything out of the house that was empty, the Leprechaun crate with the clover still on top, and she brushes it off,
mm-hmm.
and he wakes up.
How's that clover still there?
I don't know. No one touched the place.
It's magic.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, technically, she does not brush that off here. She just simply wakes him up.
Oh, okay.
To which he then, after they leave, because she's freaked out.
Oh, Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy hears the leprechaun singing again from the basement. He goes down there and accidentally brushes it off, to which the leprechaun just busts out like the friggin' Hulk.
Which is appropriate.
Yeah.
Sure, he's like, I tasted some of that tea. Why was there a roofie and Viagra?
Oh, what does he do with Ozzy in that basement?
This was the scene officially like, I don't think I'm ever going to be afraid of the leprechaun.
Nope.
No.
Because he just uses his magic to close the door, and Ozzy just opens it. That was a minor inconvenience.
Inconvenient.
Ozzy's running away, and I'm like, well, dude, you got 300 pounds on this thing. Just stomp it.
It'd be like Hulk versus Loki.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, grab him. Wham, wham, wham.
Puny God's that guy.
just leave Warwick Davis in the floor like,
well, I don't know if this helps or hurts, but supposedly he could not keep the door shut because his powers are waning because he's been away from his gold.
Makes sense.
I guess.
Yeah, he's running out of juice.
But here's the other problem is like he just says that out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's your weakness. Cool. Yeah. Thanks. See you.
He does not have an inner monologue. I don't know if you noticed.
No.
My next note is this is the opposite of scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, all right. So the party goes into the basement after Ozzy. He comes out and he's like, oh, there's a leprechaun in there. So they all go in the basement. Basically, because Nathan's like, I'll check it out. And Jennifer Aniston's like, I'm going anywhere you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Then everybody else decided to come along.
To watch.
They find a rat down there and they go outside and it's like fucking rainbows, like an ICP video.
How do those work?
I just
well, they don't know how it works because
yeah, they don't want to ask a scientist.
Dude, nope, there are zero clouds.
Yeah.
I can fly just as high.
Sorry. There are zero clouds in the sky.
Let them finish.
did you just take a look? Was it in a book?
No one read a book in the show, in Reading this movie Rainbow. At all. No one has read a book.
I don't think most of the people in this movie can read.
Yeah.
Anyway, Neil say, Ozzy's like, we got to follow that rainbow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And just runs and falls on his ass.
Yep. And Alex is the kid?
Yeah.
He just goes running after him because they're a tag team or something. I don't know.
I fell down. I crushed my frog. It was in my pocket. So,
I bent my Wookiee.
So just like playing Resident Evil, when it's something you should pick up.
Yeah.
This little shimmer happens. It's like, oh, what's this? And it's a gold coin. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, shitty Alex takes it from him and is like, oh, this is mine now. Then he's like, wait, there's more over there. Here, have this back. I want the rest of it because I'm shitty.
This is also, I understand this is supposed to be like their dynamic. Like he's a kid, but he acts more adult than the adult and whatever. But he's telling him to shut up about this leprechaun business. I'm like, he said there was a leprechaun. First of all, that crate clearly was smashed from the inside out.
Yep.
But whatever. But now you've, in addition to this, you've chased a rainbow that came out of nowhere to its literal ending at this truck that now has gold in it. Like, maybe give some credence to what he's saying. Just give a little a little leeway on
that. I would at least be like, what else did that leprechaun tell you?
Yeah. Anything else we should know?
Yeah. He just made me promise I could keep a secret.
Fucking Ozzy's just like, all right, I know how to tell if this coin's gold. We'll bite it. And he eats the damn coin.
How do you even?
How does that accidentally happen?
He's really excited.
And that's how guilt was born.
Mm-hmm. I don't care how excited you are. That was a coin big enough for you to choke on.
Okay.
So this is when Alex points out that...
Or I guess maybe after his running with a leprechaun, his throat is... Never mind.
This is where Alex shows he's even a bigger dick than he thought he was before.
Mm-hmm.
By telling Ozzy, oh, now you're paid to make you smart and get your brain fixed. And I was like, my brain's fucking fine.
Yeah, that's the part that fucked with me. Because later on, he's like, well, he doesn't know that the operation won't work. So like he's saying that, like he's telling him to give him hope. But it's like, Ozzy thought everything was cool until he got fucked with him.
Yeah, Ozzy was being himself. I'm the man being like, fucking self.
He's like, yeah, no, people like me. And he's like, well, they talk about you behind your back. It's like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, he's like,
there's really only two options here. A, this is a secret prequel to Lawnmower Man. Or B, he's just going to get the dude euthanized.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he says something about, like, people still make fun of you. And he's like, you don't make fun of me. And his response is only behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell, you asshole?
Meanwhile,
surgery to get
Tori and Nathan are, you know, they're flirting with each other.
He's teaching them how to stroke.
Yep. And then Tori walks over to the pickup truck. And, like, the leprechauns, he's really excited about her shoes.
Oh, yeah, LA Gears.
Yeah, and he's giving those a stroke. And she's just like, I'm going to assume this is Nathan and not look down.
Yeah, I'm gonna close my eyes and let this happen.
I'm just going to keep my eyes closed and assume I'm making out with a beautiful woman and not a monkey.
So, yeah.
Clive.
The moment she deduces that Nathan has been standing behind her the whole time.
Like, like across the way next to the house.
Yeah. And the leprechaun's like, gotcha, bitch! And claws her.
Claws a shot on her leg.
So she's like, something, I don't know what it was, something was under the truck, and it scratched me, and it ran over that way. And I believe there's also some kind of comment about how she's like, I thought it was Nathan stroking my leg. And he was like, and you let me?
Yeah.
Her dad is like, looks at him like, what? His face was great.
Get my gun.
You let him?
I know I haven't been a good parent so far, but I'm not going to let this ride.
but yeah, so they're like, oh, must have been an animal of some sort.
I like
so.
What dad's like, it had to have been a cat. And I'm like, is it a fucking bobcat? No, like, no, what claws
first
like
he
that?
Said, oh, it must have been an old possum.
Yeah.
Like, what? And this is not an emergency for you?
Yeah.
So, don't worry. It was just an animal that might have rabies.
Yeah. Probably just one of them chupacabras. Mm. It's fine.
One of them chupa thingies.
So it's like, yeah. All right. So it's in this hole. Obviously, I'm just going to reach my hand down in here without looking. Of course.
Oh, God.
It looked like he was trying to sex a cow.
I thought he was doing cat noodling.
Yeah.
I shove my fist in here, and when it bites down, I'll pull it out.
That might have been his plan to get the cat.
Wait, was it?
Just grab him by the pussy.
Yeah.
What? It's a cat.
So Warwick Davis ain't taken too kindly to being groped.
Yeah, it was, what do you know, it was the leprechaun doing the cat noises too, and he just bites the shit out of his hand.
Now, here's where, like, I wish the movie had taken a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, this should be where the killing starts. Like for real, for real. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
But, like so this first person down, the sun's starting to set now. Like, let it happen now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. We still have another, 20 minutes before the next person dies?
Mm-hmm.
Something
well,
like that?
Well, it gets to the appraiser pretty quick.
Here's your biggest problem with this, is now so far we've set up, five people? And four of them we want to see through the end of this movie, so we quickly have to go somewhere else to introduce new people just to have deaths.
Do we?
It's... Yeah, well,
they think we have.
Yes, that's the movie's logic.
Right. I guess.
Because, I mean, like he's never seen again. The father?
Yeah.
So he could have just been killed.
Yeah.
He could have been.
But that's
it would have been better.
That's where it really comes into question. What the hell genre of movie is this?
They weren't sure.
It's not a horror movie.
Yeah.
There's a body count, but it's not a horror movie.
Nope.
It's not a kid's movie. It's not really a movie at all. Mm. It's like a made-for-TV weird, just like somebody just felt like doing something.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I know at least one point you intended to do like a horror comedy, but Evil Dead you are not. All right? You just don't have it.
So, anyway, they're like, we have to go to the hospital. And Warwick Davis is like, I'm sorry, the leprechaun's like, I need to take this tricycle.
Yeah.
I wonder if this was part he ad-libbed into for comedy.
Could be.
He was like, I got it. I'll ride a tricycle behind their car to get to town with them.
So one of the leprechaun powers is A-team powers. Like, if he goes into a barn, he just builds something.
Yeah, he sure
super
does.
Fast.
Yep.
This tricycle, I think, was just there, but yeah, he wheels it out into town. Meanwhile, Alex and Ozzy are trying to, like, use that as time to go check out to see if this gold coin is real.
Does nobody find it suspicious that there was this tricycle in the barn? The O'Grady's didn't appear to have any children, other than the ones that Mr. O'Grady kept bringing home thinking they were leprechauns. Well,
yeah, but they didn't know that at the time, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, if the police investigated it now, there'd be a whole thing, but anyway, so where are we? Oh, so yeah, Alex and Ozzy are going to get this appraised. The dude's, you know, confounded. He's like, this looks like it's real gold, but I don't know the symbols. Can I keep this overnight? Yada, yada. And of course they let him, and the leprechaun breaks in,
pops out the safe.
Yeah. He's making some noises. He ends up popping out of the safe.
I should point out, these are awesome opportunities for jump scares, but they are not jump scares.
No, they're not.
He always pops out exactly where you think he's going to at the point you think he's going to.
Yes.
Well, also, nothing on the actors or anything, but it's Warwick Davis in a costume, so he's awkwardly climbing out of this thing. It's not like he leaps out like a cat.
He really should have, like, this sounds terrible. He should have learned how to walk in heels before he filmed this movie.
Tell me, anytime he was running, it was Tony Cox.
Anytime he was running, I felt bad. I was like, I can't not laugh because it looks ridiculous, I can't laugh.
It doesn't matter who was doing it. It looked terrible. But and this is what bugs me, because now, like, the killing is going to begin. But all these people that have nothing to do with this shit. And he's like he pops out. He's like, I want my gold. And, like, bites the dude's calf or something.
I'm sorry. I would have kicked that leprechaun.
He
would have left the ground.
But, like, he immediately bites him, which, yes, he should have kicked him and beat the shit out of him. But, like, then he's just like, I need me gold. And the guy's just like, oh, I didn't really. Here, fucking. Yeah. I don't know. I just got this today. What the fuck? Yeah, it's not enough for him, so he just goes, oh, hold on a second, and grabs a pogo stick and comes bouncing back.
You know, honestly, like, I think Warwick Davis could probably pogo stick on my chest, and I don't think it would be fatal. It would probably hurt. But I don't know how heavy that dude is.
Heavy enough. I mean, he's a person. He's not a tall person, but he's a kid jumping
on your chest with a all the weight on one little metal center.
Focused on the little point, that would probably.
He's still got bones and organs and stuff. It's like.
But either way, I wouldn't let him do that.
Yes, no. For sure.
As a kid, I remember the scene, and I remember enjoying the scene because the pogo stick was funny to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's amusing, but it's terrible.
It would have been great if he was pogo sticking, and then just a graboid came out of the ground and just sucked him down.
Well, again, this is one of those things where this is supposed to be, because this is a horror movie, this is supposed to be like a gruesome, evil death or something. But you're watching it, and it's just so badly done.
It's just silly.
Yeah, it's just kind of bruising him a little.
The dude dying is like, no, stop.
Stop for real.
Yeah, his face gets marked up real fast. We don't see how or what. I don't know.
He doesn't really even put his arms up to defend against the pogo stick.
No.
Yeah. Because you can, knock it off balance real quick.
Yeah, I was just going to say, pogo sticks are not easy to stay on.
Yeah, just push on it with all of your weight, and it's going to fall over.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're hurt.
Move on your side. Just roll on your side.
Yeah, you bit your leg, but, at this point, your whole body should be coursing with adrenaline.
Yeah.
You should be able to get up and just rip that leprechaun in half with your bare hands. I think it
would have been funny if his bite was, started turning you into one, too.
That would have been better.
Joker venom, he started laughing all of a sudden.
I was thinking, since you're going to go R, if the bite bit him and then that gave him some power over the guy, it made from his knee down start twisting around and maybe the kneecap breaks and that one leg is kicking his ass.
Something.
Yeah, it just kicks him to death. That would have been
way too much for this movie.
Under $1 million budget.
But you know what? They could have done just weird green lines in his leg and then some shitty eye glowing effect and he's a zombie or something.
Or Davis could have just ripped that part of his leg off and beat him with it.
That would have worked too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just, pogo one good pogo right up and down into his skull and crush it.
Or just say that his bite is paralyzing.
Yep.
But anyway.
So finally a death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have our next big death here.
And he gets the luck of the Irish. He finds the tiny car.
Right.
Yep.
Because why not?
Sure.
Got to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So let's load this car up and start driving home.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other nonsense. We see some flirtation between Tori and...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Absolutely inconsequential.
Bro.
Yeah, their whole scene is...
Leprechaun is now driving down the road.
Cop's like, wow, that's a tiny guy in a tiny car. But he wasn't white, so we're pulling him over.
Which is ridiculous because he's Irish, so he's about as white as you could possibly get. Yeah.
Well, you saw that mask.
It's just dirty enough.
Yeah. It's just dark enough.
Now,
he's like, goddamn, leprechauns think they own this place.
It's like when you see it on the road, the minute you pass the cop's like, whoa. And I'm like, why? What?
Yeah.
It's going 4 miles an hour.
That would be the only thing I would be concerned is I'd be like, look, you're going to get hurt out here. Someone's going to run your tiny car.
Granted, he was an asshole about it, but that's kind of the logic he was using. He thought it was a kid out way late at night in this little car. But that's
the thing. As we said, it's not even like he got out are you lost? Do you need a ride home? Nothing like that. He's like, you know how fast you were going, or what was the kind?
I think that's what he said.
He said, no, he said,
isn't it late for you to be out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Isn't it late for you to be out driving?
Yeah. I could have used a license and registration joke, and Warwick Davis could hand him something.
Right.
Awful.
Like a bunch of buttons.
Or, yeah. If like going like comedy some room. Of that last guy's viscera.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
How about we forget this for a blowjob? I'm 600 years old and I give a mean beige.
Nah, you see his teeth? They were gross.
Yeah.
He said mean.
It's going to be one you're going to feel ashamed during it. The results are going to be worth it.
His teeth are really soft, so,
I can take them out.
Okay. Just give me a breathalyzer, if you know what I mean.
So,
Anyway,
he just reaches up and claws the officer in his face somehow.
Like, I was hoping he'd tear his face off.
Yeah. Like, but he's not quick. He just sort of, he's just like, I'm going to do this now.
The cop is
He's also going to be like, hey, cop, lean down a little more. Okay, there we go.
I mean, in all fairness, though, the cop's like, whatever, kid.
But as you also pointed out, if he does truly believe this is a mask, wouldn't you be like, damn, that's some good work?
That's what I would have said. Like, that's now, a good-ass
if
mask.
This were today, and that kid reached up at the cop's face, that cop would have put the whole clip into the
entire thing.
The entire thing.
Are you kidding me?
He could be reaching up and saying, like, I need help. I don't want to hurt you. Please don't shoot me.
It's like, no, when he first comes out and says something, truth be told, when he came out and was like, you know, aren't you a little old to be out this late or whatever? And he's like, I'm 600. You're like, yo, that voice shouldn't be coming out of him. Bam, 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 bam. Anyway, so he tears a chunk out of the size of his face or whatever. The cop goes running.
Who knows what he did?
Yeah, there's some whole chase in the woods.
He disarms the cop, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. He grabs his gun and throws it away.
I know this cop's not thinking all that rationally, but he's holding his nightstick. And, like, Warwick Davis is like, I mean, the leprechaun's like, oh, I can teleport over here. Now I'm over here. So he just throws the nightstick. Yeah. And nothing.
I'm done.
Nothing.
My thing is, why don't he just run back to his car? Like,
yeah.
Drive away.
Yep. Or call for backup.
No, I would drive away and call for backup. Yeah. Like,
at this point, yeah, you don't have the radio on your shoulder. So you would have had to go back to the car to call.
Yep. But so he's, you know, he's kind of freaking out here. He finally thinks he's safe for some stupid ass reason, leans against a tree. And then of course, what do you know it? There's a Warwick Davis in it. The leprechaun drops down.
It's like a Metal Gear Solid stealth kill.
It might've just been some crackhead got into the wrong stuff.
Oh, it's meth face. You see his face? It's meth.
Yeah, that is meth face.
That is a meth
face. Those are meth teeth.
Gold fun be hermit.
But he starts fighting with this cop again and breaks his neck.
I really wish, like, as an adult now watching this, I feel they dropped the ball on the death scenes in this because they weren't due to his powers. They were all like he physically killed them somehow. Like he could have used powers for it because he has a coin back, so he has some power returning.
Right. All right. Here's the problem with that. He doesn't have a lot of coins back, so his power is still really weak, not, you know, limiting what he's able to do with his powers. And more importantly, the budget did not at all allow magic.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
that would have been special effects they didn't have.
He got two little scenes of After Effects in there, and the rest was all, oh, something's supposed to be glowing? We'll just shine a light on it. Just shine a green light there. Now it's glowing. Woo!
Sure
spray
is.
Spray painted enough so it's green at night.
Right.
No, but so he, you want to add anything else to this neck breaking scene?
No, I mean, like, they just didn't know when to cut the scene. Like, he's sitting on this guy's shoulders, twisting his neck around, like flopping it back and forth. But the problem is the dude's moving his head in the wrong direction that he's pushing it.
That was funny as
fuck. So it's like, what? Come on.
Also, scene goes on way too long.
You could have cut like 2 seconds earlier and not have to have this mess.
A lot of scenes in the movie are a little bit too long.
Okay.
And we cut back to the diner to learn that Tori's a vegetarian. She's all like,
Yeah. Well, who cares?
Yeah.
Why is that a thing? Why does that matter?
We gotta make fun of vegetarians. We have to make fun of vegetarians.
Okay.
Aren't you one?
I'm making a note. We have this recorded.
No, that's what they were thinking, basically.
Oh, they meant us.
No.
Okay.
No, you guys handle that pretty well.
I think the real thing was to try and get in a start building on a joke of she wouldn't kill anything.
Okay.
Wow. So
she doesn't.
She doesn't. She tries though.
I know you're vegetarian, but you eat this dick.
Anyway.
Oh man.
Leprechaun's in full rummage mode.
Yeah, they go back
ransacking.
Home.
Yeah, he's back at the house, going through all the cabinets looking for his gold, but he finds some lucky what's it called?
Clovers.
Lucky Clovers instead of Lucky Charms.
Which you think he wouldn't like since Clovers, like, are his immortal enemy or whatever.
Maybe that's why he didn't like
Clearly, we're going to eat that.
Clearly. It's funny because, like, they legit printed out a fake label and just with tape. Just taped it on the box.
HP DeskJet.
Can I tell you something, though?
What's up?
I think why that happened was originally they were supposed to be sponsored by Lucky Charms. And when they originally filmed this scene, it was, in fact, Lucky Charms he was eating. Uh-huh. I think he might have enjoyed them at that point. I'm not entirely sure. But when they were shown the finished product, they were like, oh, we don't want our name on this.
Meanwhile, at the General Mills production board, they were like, what the fuck did you do?
So was the last line of the movie added in after that?
Yes, wow. It was. Okay. Originally, the killing line was going to be, you're out of luck. Mm. And they changed it to "fuck you, Lucky Charms."
Let's have a child say.
Because at that point, you know, production was pretty much done. They were on the last of their budget, and they were like, "Well, we either just cut this scene, which I don't know why they didn't, or we refilm it real quick, and I guess slap a giant sticker over the box."
You showed them, Leprechaun. Child obesity is still going strong. General Mills is at the front of the parade.
Funny thing this reminded me of, though, I was learning some facts about the movie Spaceballs the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Spaceballs' special effects are done by Industrial Light and Magic, and they did it on the cheap. So that's why it looks pretty legit, like almost like a Star Wars movie. But one of the rules was they couldn't merchandise anything for the movie. That's why there's no Spaceballs action figures or anything.
Oh, really?
So all of the merchandise that he's trying to sell them in the gift shop scene, it's all just like other, like, I think one of them's a Transformers lunchbox that they just taped something over.
I remember catching that one.
Spaceballs, the flamethrower.
But yeah, so in comes the rest of our gang to see the house is all fucked up. And they're like, oh no.
Must have been a bear. Took all of our shoes and put them in the middle of the table.
No one comments on that. Yeah. No one says a thing about that. They just go, this is all weird. No,
that's deal breaker number two. Mm-hmm. That's why I'd be like, you know what? We're done.
Yeah.
I don't care how dark it is outside. We are done here.
There's either some bizarre ass animal or this place is haunted. Yeah. Either way, I'm leaving. Although it's weird because they don't. They're all saying, oh, a bear came through and rummaged through all this shit. But Ozzy is saying, like, oh, yeah, he said something about it. He likes shoes or whatever. And it's like, anyone going to pay attention to that? Because, again, it's starting to sound legit.
Granted, Nathan and Tori don't really know about the gold yet. But Alex at least should have been like, he knows more stuff here.
But they do know enough to know when he's like, you know, he was talking about leopard. Like, worst case scenario, I'm looking at Ozzy and going, how the fuck do you get back here? Like, where were you guys when you were missing for a while? Because this is something's not adding up here.
I mean, if anything, Ozzy's like, he's too dumb to lie.
Yeah.
So anything he's saying, he's either has heard someone say already or like something that he actually saw happen. Mm-hmm. So it's either who'd you hear say that or what did you see?
Yeah.
And he's going to tell you the truth. He won't lie to you.
Well, that's just it. Like, you don't, you know, okay, you don't believe in leprechauns. I totally understand that. But my thought then goes to, there's some weird homeless guy who's hanging around here saying he's a leprechaun and fucking with our shit.
But something was here. He saw something's happening.
It's just, it's a crackhead that got into the wrong stuff.
This dude's family tree just goes straight up and down. There's no malice in him. Yeah. He's like,
I'm sorry, meth head that got into the wrong stuff.
Meth face.
Could be a crackhead.
Meanwhile,
she's wearing a friggin' bath rug.
Yeah, so this is when Ozzy finds the bell, you know, jingles that around. But then, you know, they're like, Ozzy, stop playing with the bell. And he never touched it.
Yeah, like, I did.
So Nathan's like, I'm going to go look outside.
Why? Sorry. My bad. I know why.
There are noises outside. Yeah. You had to check him out.
Yeah.
He's a man. He's a family man.
Now, I could understand stepping on the bear trap, but how the fuck did you trip over that barrel?
Yo, for real.
Like, did Donkey Kong roll that at you? Like, what?
Yo, it's either so stupid.
But if they ever do those the classic video game sound re-edits, like they need to put Donkey Kong rolling the barrel.
We got Donkey Kong barrels. We got Mario going gold coins. Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country failure music.
Yeah. This dude falls knee first into the bear trap.
Into a fucking bear trap.
Idiot.
Like,
if you could re-edit it, so instead of that little car, he's riding on Rambi. That
would be amazing. I believe not only does he step fall on the bear trap, but Leprechaun pops out and starts fighting him and bites him.
What I like, though, is because Nathan's like, fuck that. It just beats the shit out of him with a flashlight. Oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard during the scene.
This should have been the end of the movie.
To be fair, at this point, I believe my notes just say, what are we doing here? It's just Nathan is down with his leg in a bear trap. The leprechaun's trying to, I guess, bite his leg off or something. He's just biting his leg. And Nathan's just beating him with a flashlight.
He's got a mag light.
Yeah.
But deadly. Tori comes out. She's got, like, I don't know, broom or whatever she's hitting him with. Ozzy and the others. Like, everybody's just beating on this thing. And it's like, what's happening?
Wailing on this midget.
Like, Tony Cox actually got beat up because they were actually hitting him. So I hope they had foam shit because they were for real hitting this dude. They stopped the show.
See, if you were gonna go in the humorous route, what I would have liked in this scene is basically all four of them just start kicking the hell out of him, and like some dust gets kicked up. And then you do that classic scene where, like, he appears somewhere else and sneaks away.
Yeah.
And the four of them are just kicking something.
Like, they're just beating on him. Yeah, some dust rises or whatever. He, next thing you know, the dust settles, and, like, they were just beating on Ozzy for 5 minutes. Like, if you want to go true, like, comedy but dark, they're beating him and the dust settles, and Alex is now dead. He's, like,
beating him to death. Again with the kid killing, man.
I'm sorry. It's funny to me.
So, speaking of killing,
bash his head in and go squish.
Damn, son. Like,
I'm moving my chair. Talk to somebody. Way, I'm telling you,
three guys and then one guy in therapy. Like,
So, this is when Nathan's like, enough of this, and just gets the shotgun and just shoots him dead.
Yep.
And I like Tori's line of, that was no fucking bear.
Lenny, it's called Lenny. Ozzy's like, I told you. I didn't lie. Motherfuckers didn't believe me.
Anybody believe me now? Mm-hmm. God damn it.
But they failed the double tap.
Yep. Yeah. And, he unloaded the whole shotgun at the bushes, but I guess by that point, the leprechaun teleported away.
It's somewhere around here. Like, he gets him down, and they're just like, oh, I think it's all right or whatever.
I like that.
It's not till they go inside.
I like that guns work a little bit because, like, it seems like he's just got, like, a good healing factor, but they take him down. But I don't like that they never really take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would be like, okay, next time I shoot him down, someone cut his head off, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was saying, like, you know, the whole thing, dealing with this gold or whatever, like, shoot him. Once you get him down, shoot him again in the face, remove his arms and legs.
Cut his head off.
Light him on fire.
You cut his head off, throw that bear trap on his head and carry his head around. Like,
wouldn't stake in the heart.
I'll bring you to your gold. We'll bring you to your gold. Whatever. Just hang out here. But, he goes running off. I think they have some more shenanigans back in the house.
Ozzy tried to call the cops, but it's Ozzy, so.
He told him it was a leprechaun.
Yeah.
So he just called for pizza.
No, he legit says, I called the army. And
we got monsters.
Hey, Monster Squad, it worked. Why not here?
What was that kid's name?
Monster Squad? I forgot.
It wasn't
Ozzy, was it?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
But that's the fastest postman ever. Because that shit got to the army quick.
You nailed it first class. Anyway, so they all get in the truck, and the truck won't start, and the leprechaun just smashes through the window, and I keep on calling Lenny. Ozzy's fighting him off with a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not, like, at least turn it around and stab him with a handle or something. No, and then he just bites Ozzy's ear. Again, this would be a good time for a turn on the wipers.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe there's some paint thinner on that brush or something.
I was saying they should have just grabbed his hand and jabbed it into the broken glass. Like, just jam it.
But like,
it's probably was what was really happening to whichever actor was in there.
I believe this is where Leprechaun runs into the shed.
Yeah, uses his 18 powers.
Yeah, you hear dun, 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 and like outbust this fucking
Mario Kart.
Like for real, he has a pitchfork on the front of it. It's he just slams it into the side of the truck.
Reminded me of there was a Married with Children episode where they had to go on a shopping spree.
Yes, yes.
And Al customized his death cart. Yeah, where it had spikes on the front and flames on the side.
Let's not forget this guy did direct a couple episodes of the 18. But yeah, this little thing comes out. And it, sure enough, it knocks this freaking truck over.
Somehow. I have no idea how.
Yeah. Magic.
Magic, yeah.
Again, though, if we want to go more humor, yeah. How great would it be if he went flying at full speed and just pancaked on that truck?
or like the truck rolled, I mean, the car rolled under the truck and like decapitated on the door.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
But yeah, the truck flips over like this is Halo physics, and they're all just out somehow.
Yep.
They teleported away now.
Sure, why not? Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're back in the house. There's some weird business with the phones ringing, and Tori answers it, and he's like, "Can I give you a hand?" And a little hand comes out of it.
All right, so this was creepy to me, because the little hand was scary. Like it was like this weird like.
It was
baby,
icky.
Yeah,
skeletal hand. It was creepy to me. Like
it is kind of creepy. I mean, all I can think is like it's not as good as in Nightmare on Elm Street when it actually licks the side of her face. But
it was weird. It was like a baby's arm.
Well, that movie knew how to time its jump scares.
Yeah, well,
in the first one it did. All right, so yeah, this is when she's like, "All right, I'm just gonna go give him the gold."
Yeah.
Well, is this? Did we already chop his arm off in the door?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. Which? What is this about?
It doesn't matter. It's
I want to mention this for a moment because they're in the house. They're boarding it up, and they try to stop him from coming in by slamming the door in his face, mm-hmm. and it cuts his hand off.
Right.
But then, like, they're apparently like going to board up the back door while his other hand just crawls up, opens the door, and climbs out, and then he just walks away.
Nobody saw that happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And he doesn't exploit that.
Yeah. What is happening here?
Well, I mean, he just got his hand cut off. He had to go sit in a back to tank or whatever.
I guess.
Since he looks like a, what was it, dehydrated Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
So post crash. So.
Yeah, Tori decides, she's like, you know what, screw it, if he wants his gold, we'll give him his gold. Where's it, where'd you hide it? Apparently they just hid it in the well, because that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she goes, she brings up the well, or the bucket from the well, is like, here's your gold, get the hell out of here. And he's like, all right, cool, bye!
No, like, that was it! Like,
yeah.
All right.
Problem solved, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why she got better treatment than the guy in that shop, but hey, whatever.
Because that wasn't all of it. Mm-hmm. That wasn't all of it in the shop. He wanted the rest of that shit.
Yeah, but the dude didn't have it.
I know, but he didn't know he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when he goes back and he counts it and he realizes one coin is missing.
Yep.
So now he's like, those liars, I'm killing them all.
Like, I would argue that he would have known immediately one was missing.
Right. If that's the source of his power, like he should have known immediately.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird thing, which I think they do handle in the other ones. I believe he then just has a sense of where they are, which makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
Like, he's chasing people, not just randomly. Like, he's not just attacking whoever's close. It's actually, like, who he can sense has gold on them.
Yeah, because most, like, treasure-based monsters, like dragons and stuff, have the ability to just immediately count all their stuff.
Yeah. You're
like, oh, that coin's missing.
Yeah.
Monsters and McDucks.
And McDucks. Well, actually, if I remember right, I think it's Gizmo Duck has the power to count it all real quick. Like, he immediately knows how much is there.
Maybe. But I think Scrooge knows
the shit.
Scrooge can swim through gold.
Yeah.
And he knows the total value.
If by power, do you mean, like, Rain Man-like?
Yes.
That's Batna, right? Is that any good?
What? I heard it's good. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you still haven't watched it?
No, still haven't watched it.
Yeah, they've got 4 episodes out now. Mm-hmm. And it's solid, yeah.
Cool. All right, sorry.
That's the only thing.
Including Gizmo Duck.
Oh, okay.
And already.
Leprechaun's just rolling by on the skateboard, just casually, and fucking Nathan can't figure it out and wastes a bunch of shotgun shells.
Yo, he shoots So it's a corridor.
Yeah.
Right. And the end of the corridor, he's riding on back and forth the skateboard, mm-hmm. right? Every shot Nathan makes hits the walls, not at the back of the hallway, but on the sides. Not mm-hmm. one shot goes to the back of the yeah. hallway. Like, motherfucker, you couldn't hit him even if you was standing there. Like, what are you doing?
Why don't you run to the hallway where he's rolling out and just shoot him when he's turning the skateboard around?
Like, come on, man.
Seriously.
So then, oh, this is when they're like, okay, we got to get Tori to go to the, was it the retirement home to talk to O'Grady?
Yeah. Who's alive, apparently. Yeah.
Like, how the fuck is he alive? They show him choke out in the beginning of the movie. Like,
yeah. No cops, just lying on the ground.
No one says, like,
life is dead.
Yeah. No one's like, hey, we're in old man O'Grady's house because he's in the home now and can't afford it, whatever. So we're here. Like,
no he idea seems why to have we have
killed
his
wife and was attempting to burn the house down.
Yeah.
No, he had a stroke. No idea why Borbo knows all this. Like, yeah. Did he used to hang out here? Was he hanging out here as a 20-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 30-year-old? What's happening? What is happening?
So we exploit one of the leprechaun's many weaknesses. We throw a shoe at him because he was a shoemaker. He has to make it shiny.
So, yeah, she's running to her Jeep, which I don't know why it took them this long to deal with. But, they're just tossing a box full of shoes out into the field. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, shit, got to shine this one. Oh, that one's dirty now, too. So she gets away. She finds herself at the retirement home. Mm-hmm. She sneaks in past the guard.
She thinks she got away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh. True.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
But what we see is...
dun, dun, dun.
The leprechaun teleports behind the Jeep. He's on rollerblades or roller skates?
Roller skates, yeah.
He's skitching.
Why did he choose to do that?
I don't know.
So much why at this moment.
Because
he teleports to the back of this Jeep. He's there for about a hot second or two till she like takes a turn. And he lets loose, and he goes flying through a fence.
Cartoon style.
Like, leaves a perfectly shaped leprechaun-y hole in this fence.
$900,000.
$800,000.
Was it $800,000?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. $780,000 of that went to the actual...
No, he said it made $8.5 million.
Well, you said $800,000.
He said $9.
There were a lot of numbers thrown around. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
They had less than $1 million.
I'm going to say 90% of that went to the actual film itself. They were able to buy a skill saw. They were able to buy the leprechaun costume and a box of used shoes.
Mm.
There were roller skates in the box.
My point was, I'm sure this was, again, part of the let's make this funny. But practically, that's just it. Practically, why wouldn't you just teleport to the back of this Jeep?
It's rated R. Why is
teleport
it funny?
To the retirement home? Or I don't know.
It could be R and funny.
It could be R and funny.
Yeah.
There are horror comedies. They're hard to do, but they can be done.
Either way, it was pretty funny when he climbed out the hole he made in the fence.
It's a tad amusing, but
yeah. So now we go to the awesomest name for a retirement home ever, the Chillview Center.
What more do you need?
Yeah. And she goes into, she thinks she sees a shadow of the leprechaun, but I forgot what it was.
It was a broom.
It's just like cleaning supplies.
And then, goes into the O'Grady's room.
Yeah. Man. So she's trying to talk to him, like, hey, you need to tell me how to get rid of this leprechaun. He's like, there's only one way to kill a leprechaun, but I'm never going to tell you.
By the way, have you seen the movie Psycho?
What? Yeah. Oh, it's a leprechaun in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
You get the shittiest chase. Where Jennifer Aniston jogs casually down a hallway.
Yep.
Well, tiny arms over here just slowly rolls after her. And I know they
sped up, but it still looks like he's not going fast.
But any part
enough.
Where he's next to anything, you see, like, it's just, he's just going, like, real slow. Oh, like, yeah. He's not.
They needed yakety sex.
Yeah.
And the scene is, like, 3 minutes too long.
So. Yeah, and the speed that they portray him going at, he would so easily overtake her, but he never does.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And then she gets in an elevator, closes the door, and he crashes into the elevator door.
Yeah. But then we get the dropped in body of Grady, and he's just like, hey, by the way, you need exposition, so.
This dude cannot die.
Yeah, four leaf clover, get the four leaf clover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta kill him with that. Put it on him. You gotta put it on him, Jennifer, and then kill him with that.
So like, she's just like, thanks for the info. I'm not gonna take you down from the elevator. Good luck with that.
Yep.
She's out on her way back home.
She's on the way back, and the fucking leprechaun is still wheeling himself on this wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just, oh, God. But so she, thankfully, he's really slow, so it gives her time to go home and search her lawn for a four-leaf clover for a while, which she's not having a lot of luck with. Ozzy here says it's because you don't believe enough.
Well, you get one interlude first, though, where... the leprechaun goes and he chases her into the police car. And then that's when he takes, like, she jabs him in the eye with the nightstick, I think. Right. And then he takes the cop's eye out of the cop and puts it in his own. It's like eyeball transfer, I guess, works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should also be mentioned here. She sees this cop car. So she goes running. She's like, police officer, I need your help. And just jumps in the front seat of the car.
Yeah. In the car.
Okay.
And then she climbs into the back seat of a cop car, which is not the direction you want to go in.
Correct.
Because now she can't get out.
Yep.
But luckily, since he's dicking around with his eyes, he has no peripheral vision and doesn't notice that Nathan just casually walked up to the car and blasted his ass with a shotgun.
Yep.
And again, you see, like, you know, a tiny person get launched by the force of a shotgun blast out the end of the car.
These stunt doubles get thrown around, like, the whole time. Yeah.
Now they go back to the clover patch, which I think was radioactive because it glowed. Weird.
I kept saying, green. Just grab the one that's glowing.
Yeah. Like,
they were all glowing. They just had a light on them.
If this were a video game, this would be the annoying, like, mini game thing where you, like in Zelda, where you have to dig for shit.
Yeah. Like, or like, what is it? I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. That one. Fine. That one.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems like worse than that because this is one of those, like, you need to find that one hidden item on the lawn or whatever and grab it, but, like, you're being attacked while you're doing it, so you have to fight them off and then go back to doing this. And...
I was thinking of Witcher 3, where you have to track down the werewolf. You have to, like, track the scent.
Oh, yeah.
Scent marks.
But, she's told it's because she doesn't believe enough in the four-leaf clover or something.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Like,
I don't know.
You don't believe enough in leprechauns.
Okay. How much am I supposed to believe in leprechauns?
Yeah, you're right. I don't believe in leprechauns until now. Like,
you're wearing a tube sock around your head. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
But finally, I guess she gives in to her belief, and one appears, la-di-da. Now they can defeat this thing. They know if they put it on him, he can be killed.
Alex is off, like, trying to set a bear trap in the barn, saying very loud, I'm going to get him. I'm going to kill him. I'm over here in the barn trying to kill you.
This is me, Alex, in the barn with a bear trap
by myself.
Getting this leprechaun by myself.
I'm about your size.
Yeah.
But I'm way weaker because I'm younger.
So the leprechaun shows up there. What is that? I don't even remember what he does here.
Well, he's...
He jumps on him.
I guess at this point, everyone else is just wore out, and Jennifer Aniston's just useless. Because he's like, he knocks the kid over. He's trying to push the kid's head into bear trap. But then Ozzy's like, you know, I got your gold coin in my stomach.
And starts
running. Yeah. So then, like, Nathan, who's lost a lot of blood, like, waddles in. And he just kicks him in his knee wound.
He's just like,
how's your leg doing?
I laugh so hard, yo. Like,
and literally, Jennifer Aniston just brandishes the four-leaf clover at him, but doesn't touch him. He just ignores her. He's like, you are no threat. And it runs down poor Ozzy, who, you know, they made the heavy guy run. He didn't get very far.
No, he didn't.
So the leprechaun's on him. He's giving him trouble.
Buckles the shit out of him.
Yeah, he pulls his buckles off. He's scratching the shit out of his face.
Yeah, fucking him up.
Just cause. And then Alex comes up and he utters the famous line.
Well, he's taking the four-leaf clover from Tori and he puts it with the gum in his mouth to make a slingshot ball.
Yeah, and says,
fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Fires it right into his mouth. Where he just starts dissolving like a gremlin in the sun.
His death was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then
it's all right.
He even does the whole...
It's not great.
Yeah.
He turns into the goosebumps for the time for a moment or two. Cool. But
sure, I could have done without the after effects, but I like the melty stuff.
Sure.
So then he does the whole like, oh, I'm going to come back. So Nathan's like, nope, just dump the gasoline down the well, blow that up.
Yeah, he sees him climbing back up. I believe he hits him with the butt of the gun, right?
Yeah.
And knocks him down the well and just dumps all the gasoline in there in a match and it explodes.
With this movie's budget, I could only guess they just poured gasoline down a well and threw a match in there.
But that wouldn't even work like that.
No. Yeah, it wouldn't cause that explosion.
Well, there probably wasn't water in the well. Because, yeah, no, gasoline will go like that if you contain it in a pressure vessel.
Yeah, but it's not in a pressure vessel. It's just open.
Okay. No, I mean, it would go up and out the top.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, as long as the well, like, it was just, like, if it's just a hollow tube in the ground.
Yeah, but this would just project it up fire. And out. This, like, explodes all the stone walls off this well.
I don't know. Maybe they had, you know, a secondary explosion. Because, like, they're usually in Hollywood, gasoline is what's making the fireball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they usually have, like, explosives to throw light debris around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he's just exploding. That's the end of him. Mm-hmm. So
that's basically it.
Seems like everything's good, except we get a little limerick from the well saying how he's going to come back one day
when he has the power to break the spell.
Yep. And that's The Leprechaun from 1993.
Okay, so on RottenPumpkins.com.
Wow.
Yes. I think it's like an over 60 porn site.
It is now.
Jesus. Anyway, critics gave this a score of 23%. Audience gave this a score of 32%. What are your personal thoughts and or recommendations on this movie? Joe!
I liked it. This movie sucks, but it does so in a great way. It was a very unconventional horror movie, if that's what they were going for. Big problem is, what were they going for? Don't know. Comedy? Horror? Not sure. But it's just got so many scenes where I was like, I don't know what the point of that was, but I was genuinely interested in seeing what they were going to do. And I was interested in seeing where the story went. And I liked that dynamic of an adversary in a horror movie that is very beatable in the short term, but keeps coming back. So all in all, I found myself more interested in the film than I thought I was going to be. That being said, that movie earned that, what was that, 23%?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. It's not a good movie, but somehow I still was interested in it.
All right, Rob.
That movie was exhausting for me to watch. And even just to talk about it now was exhausting. I don't know. Like, maybe I started out tired. Maybe I didn't start off in, like, the right frame of mind for it.
But you were kind of wine drunk and not, like, margarita drunk, so.
I had one glass of wine.
Oh. So you're not even drunk.
No, absolutely not. No, and I've been drinking water this
whole
time.
You were lamenting that you were not drunk.
This is correct. It may have been a different different experience. I mean, maybe, you know, I'm tired from work, whatever, but it was just a slog for me to get through this movie. There were parts of it that I thought were funny, but for the most part, I did check the time like twice during this movie because there's just so many scenes that go on way longer than they need to. And I feel if it were edited down a little bit, I would have been able to handle a little bit better. But I'm not going to recommend it. I could totally see where Joe is coming from. It is close to that so bad it's good kind of realm. But for me, at least this time around, I just couldn't deal with it.
Okay, Brian.
All right, so this movie's bad, right? It's bad. And it's almost so bad it's good, but definitely is like Riff Tracks, Friends of the Room, Make Fun of Bad, like good kind of bad. So like I would say if you got like some friends with you, you want to just rock this movie together, because there's enough scenes where like you totally can just have a good time just making fun of it. Like I laugh hard a few times just because it's so ridiculous. but yeah, like I would say grab a few friends, you know, ones that aren't tired, and like just watch it, you know, have some drinks. Every time he says gold, drink. Which he
should have played that game.
He stopped saying after a while. Yeah. Like there's a good chunk of time where he doesn't say it at all. So you can sober up in the little window.
But, kill you.
Yeah. But yeah, so I would say watch it. Like, it's a bad movie. Don't watch it by yourself. You know, like a scary movie you shouldn't watch by yourself. This is a bad movie you shouldn't watch by yourself. but yeah, so that's me.
Scary in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of going to follow suit on that one. Like, I see where Rob's coming from on this as well. Like, don't watch this so much on your own, maybe. This is not a good, like, hangover movie or something like that. But it is kind of so bad it's good. You got a Halloween party going, you want something on in the background, this will be great. If you got some friends coming over with some drinks, you'll have a good time. Like, it's dumb enough to be entertaining in general, but just slow enough where you probably don't watch it by yourself. But still, yeah. Recommend for a group. So bad it's good quality.
Can I recommend another movie anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're, set a Leprechaun, watch Leprechaun in the Hood.
Or Trolls 2.
No, yeah. Trolls legit. I legit had nightmares about the first Troll movie.
The first one, yeah.
Like, legit.
Oh, yeah, that
like,
one's freaking your
shit. Legit traumatized me as a kid. Like, I couldn't look under my bed. Couldn't go in my closet. Like,
I didn't know there was a first Trolls movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with Trolls 2.
Yeah, at all. They're totally different.
So, do I smell pizza?
Yeah,
I did for a second, pizza, too, yeah.
But, yeah. Watch Leprechaun or Leprechaun in the Hood. If you're so inclined, this Halloween season is October. nobody's gonna want to hear that. So
I do. Thank you, Tony.
What else we got going on here, Brian?
Next week we will be watching Friday the 13th.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah. Get ready.
Yeah, Friday the 13th as we continue what, Brian?
October.
Yeah, in honor of the spooky season, the D20 of fate has gone on vacation. Left us here.
I see what you did there.
Fuck you.
So, join us all the rest of this month for spooky type Halloween-y sort of movies. Then we'll come at you with our franchise month, and then we'll be
Christmas time.
Oh, right into Christmas time. Oh. With some special cool things thrown in the middle as well. So, in the meantime, I want to thank you so very much for listening. We really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at 4AM Podcast. And of course, you can, as always, email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. We are always happy to hear from you guys.
All right. So, till then, kids, we'll see you next time for Friday the 13th.
Deuces.
Bye.
I have this magic leprechaun flute. I'm just here to help.
Oh, I brought my vest. Handed down from hundreds of generations.
Good night.
Hello. I am an adult.
Fucking Rob.